Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Music from the 1980s will be our theme this week. We'll hear string quartets of Canadian Violet Archer and American Joelle Wallach, a piece for flute and piano by Australian Anne Boyd, and a piece for two pianos, six hands by American Viennese Nancy van de Veit. I think of the 1980s as a time when the immense ship of musical style was slowly turning away from the surrealistic, abstract seas of the middle of the century toward more inclusive waters of tonality and explorations of non-Western sounds. You can see if you hear any of this in the pieces we'll listen to. We'll start with probably the most abstract and atonal piece, although it is highly structured, the String Quartet No. 3 of Violet Archer. She was born in Montreal, Quebec, in 1913 to a working-class Italian family. Her father was a chef. He moved the family back to Italy in 1914, but soon after, World War I broke out, so the family spent the war years in Italy. Archer's early collegiate studies were at McGill University. She studied with Béla Bartók in 1942 in New York, and for 2 years with Paul Hindemith at Yale, as well as with Arnold Schoenberg in the 1960s. Her own teaching career was extensive and influential to a generation of Canadian and American students. She lived most of her mature life in Edmonton, Alberta, and died in Ottawa, Ontario, in 2000. She wrote more than 280 compositions, ranging from solo flute to electronic music, and especially chamber music, choral music, and songs. Violet Archer was deeply religious and credited her achievements to her faith. "I believe we are guided in what we do," she said. "Without my faith, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing. And of course, I always feel that each new piece should be better than the last one." The String Quartet No. 3 was composed in 1981. It was commissioned by the Canadian Broadcasting Company for premiere performance by the University of Alberta String Quartet on a program in honor of the University of Alberta's 75th anniversary. It is in three movements. It is entirely built on the technique of perpetual free variation. The thematic material for the whole composition is quoted in the first seven bars of the first movement. It has great strength of expression, I think. The second movement is expressive and somewhat introspective. The third is intense and forceful. Each movement has a definitive structure. The first two are in three-part form. The third links its various sections imperceptibly by means of certain intervals, thus creating a feeling of organic structure, unity, and continuity. Let's hear it now, performed by the University of Alberta String Quartet.